Hey, you all. Welcome to my September ramble audio. Gosh, I love doing this kind of audio so much. This time to just like ramble and let my thoughts out and just like talk and talk. First off, I'm sorry it's a little late. September obviously ended 3 days ago, so very sorry about that. It's been a little bit of a crazy week, and a few of you already know if you're, you know, on the Discord, I mentioned it in a recent post with October's poll, but unfortunately, my YouTube channel was demonetized, if you know what that means, it means that basically I can't earn any income from it anymore, which is really unfortunate. I was really, really close to making audios full time, and this definitely sets me back quite a bit. So it's been a bit disappointing, but I know not all is lost. I can appeal if I want. To be completely honest, I'm not going to, just because they claimed that my content was too sexually gratifying, which it's complicated, right? Because it is. But obviously, I don't want. I want to keep that separate on the Patreon, so that the YouTube, remains safe, and that, I don't know, that's the way that it's done, and I understand why it got flagged. I do have the opportunity to apply again for monetization in 3 months. Which is a really long time, but I think that's probably what I'm gonna do. Basically, if I did that, then I would have to delete some offending videos, which obviously is not ideal, but I would, remove quite a few that kind of, walk that line of safe for work and not safe for work. And those would just live on Patreon. That's a possibility. That's something I'm thinking of. I'm trying to, kind of come up with a game plan. And in the meantime, come up with that income that I'm now missing. So that's why you're seeing, I'm doing custom audios, and you're going to see a couple of new tiers soon. And, obviously I don't do this for money, but I would love to reach a point where it's all that I do. And in order to do that, I need, a few more Patreons. I need a few more income sources and that kind of thing. So boring. That's all the business side of all of this, which I'm just grateful that I even, am making any money from this. That was never, ever the intention to start. And the fact that I'm able to do that is just, it's really amazing. So, other than that, what's been going on in my life? I don't know. Not much, I've just been working a lot, and just kind of keeping to myself, I think. I've been going through some changes in terms of my career, obviously, with, starting to do this and starting to make audios, and I'm kind of in a place where, I don't know, I'm just trying to figure out what I want and what I want my future to look like. And it was really scary at first, but now I think I'm in a place where it's kind of exciting where I'm at. I have have a lot of different places that I could go and a lot of different things I can do, which, again, I feel very grateful for. So, excuse me. Like I said, it's been kind of a crazy week. I'm a little tired right now. I might have a sleepy voice, but, yeah. I don't know. I've been, yeah, working a lot, and, I've been doing a lot of biking, which is one of my big hobbies, I guess. Yeah, there's this new bookstore, actually, that just opened near my house that I've been spending a lot of time at. It's another one of my hobbies, is reading. I love to read. Pretty much constantly reading something. But yeah, this new bookstore, it's really, really cute. And it's, beyond just being a bookstore, it's a coffee shop. It's like a little cafe, and they have this really nice, sort of front area outside that's, you know, got a bunch of tables and chairs, and they have like a little coffee window you can order at, and it's just a really nice vibe. It's something that the neighborhood, like, really, I think, benefits from. I was there really early this morning, and I was just so surprised by how many people were there at, you know, it was like 8:30 in the morning. And no, it's just really nice. It's just something that's been giving me a lot of joy lately, is going there, and, you know, I'll order a coffee and I'll sit out front and just like read or check my email and just kind of hang out for a little bit before I start my day. And it's just really nice having that kind of time for myself in a really like pretty and calm environment. So yeah, it's really nice. I feel like also fall is like finally on the way, if not already here technically. Also something very exciting. I'm a very fall person. Autumn is really my season, so I am beyond stoked, beyond excited for a little change in the weather, and pulling out all my fall and winter sweaters and clothes. Oh, it's gonna be so great. I am, if you're wondering, which you probably are, I am a pumpkin spice latte bitch, as they call us. Yeah, I am one of those girls. I try to hide that part of myself, though, so I think you should feel very privileged to know this about me. Yeah, my house is already filled with pumpkin spice flavored things, so yeah. It's a negative trait, I know, and you are free to roast me for it. You can roast the shit out of me. I can't help it. I just love it so much, so I am thriving in that way. It's funny, it just, like, wasn't really a thing until a few years ago, and it's, like, such an annoying trend, but I don't know, I really like it. There's other flavors I like, too, but obviously, when fall comes, it's just, it's so nice. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know, I'm trying to think of what else I've been up to. I don't know. Going to the movies a lot. I've been playing some new games. I don't know if anyone's playing Starfield, but I am deeply, deeply embedded in that game at the moment. Also, oddly, I'm playing Vampire Survivors as well. I don't know if you've heard of that game, but I probably spend just as much, if not more, time playing Vampire Survivors than I do playing Starfield, which is funny. But yeah, I don't know. I try to spend, it's hard, you know, I have a lot going on, but I try to get in at least an hour or two of gaming every day. Sometimes I can't, sometimes I have to skip a day, but yeah, especially with Starfield, like, I'll try to do it at night. And I'll, like, turn off all the lights and, you know, turn my sound bar up really high and, like, try to make like, a really immersive experience for flying my little spaceship around and doing all that. Yeah, I don't know. I've been a Bethesda fan for a long time. Skyrim was just, probably never put as many hours into any game as I have Skyrim. It's just, I don't know. It's one of those games. It's just like been there my whole life for me. And not my whole life. Let's see. Well, I don't know if I want to say exactly how old I was when Skyrim came out, but let's just say that it's been around and it's been a part of my life for a while. So, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Just trying to do some gaming, try to relax a little bit and, you know, take some time for myself to just be me and just live life a little bit, you know. I don't know about you, but I'm someone who can get really, like, obsessed with productivity and, like, can be a little too, a little workaholic, I guess. So I have to, you know, it's something I have to really, keep, like I have to kind of, you know, keep myself in check in terms of, like, making sure I'm not working too much and making sure I'm taking breaks to do things that I actually like and, you know, I'm not pushing myself too much. So yeah, that's just, I don't know. It's how I am, how I've always been. So that's a good thing, I think. Like, I do get a lot of work done. I have a very strong work ethic. It's just, yeah, sometimes, I don't know, hard to relax for me. You know, actually making audios is really relaxing for me. I think that's something that has helped me kind of slow down a little and, you know, just like think about what I'm doing and be a little creative. And yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just like really nice thing that I've found for myself. And obviously I, you know, I can tell like you guys enjoy it too. And I think it's just like having this little community has been so special for me, and it just feels really good to know that you guys are there and that you're listening, and I just really appreciate that. So that's me getting a little mushy-gushy, as usual. But, yeah, I don't know. So it's a good time right now. I feel good. I feel excited for the future, despite my little demonetization hiccup. Within that, yeah, I'm doing really well, so, yeah, I've kind of hit a wall running out of things to say. These rambles are a really good practice at improv, which is kind of how I do most of my episodes. You know, I start with, like, a really basic idea, and I, you know, I'll have in mind if there's, like, particular lines that I want to hit at some point, but I mostly kind of improv around it, and it's a skill, and it's something that is not as easy as it sounds. So yeah, this is good. This is, like, casual improv for me. I don't know, I think of these rambles, like, as if you and I were, like, catching up, like, we were, like, at a coffee shop, like, just talking, chatting, whatever. But I don't know, let me know if, you know, you want something specific. It's like, you know, I tried last month reading from a book, and I'll probably do that again at some point, but, yeah, I don't know, I really I really like just kind of being able to go off and talk about whatever I want. Yeah. Oh my god, I just remembered something actually that was not fun that happened to me last week. Oh my god. So there was like this really bad storm that blew through, and it was really unexpected. Like, I hadn't, you know, where I live, we hadn't had rain in like such a long time, and it was, you know, it's a problem still, but, you know, we got an alert that there was a storm coming in like super fast one night, and, you know, it was really exciting because it was like, oh, you haven't had rain in so long, this is gonna be great. And I saw the alert like I was watching something on cable, which is really weird. I never watch cable TV. And so we get the alert, whatever, and then the show comes on, watching the show. And then, like, a few minutes later, the show gets interrupted by a emergency, like, weather alert. And the meteorologist is saying, like, hey, there's this huge hailstorm that's coming in. So if you live, like, from this area to this area, like, just watch out. We don't know, but, like, it might happen. And I lived, like, kind of close to the area, but, like, not really. Like, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't worried. I was like, oh, okay, it's fine. Probably not going to get hail. And so then the show comes back on, and then, like, 10 minutes later, it gets interrupted again. And the meteorologist comes back, and he's got, like, this updated, you know, like, area, map area that the storm is moving through. And he's saying, like, oh, it's, like, golf ball-sized hail right now. Some people are reporting it's getting up to baseball-sized, which baseball-sized hail is, like, that's terrifying. That's, like, huge frozen rocks falling from the sky. And, like, if that hits you in the head, like, you're done. You're dead. Like, it just, it can cause, like, a lot of damage. I mean, golf ball size can cause a lot of damage, but... So, yeah, he shows the map and, like, okay, where I live is, like, starting to get in that affected area. So I'm like, oh, shit, okay. And the rain, like, starts to pick up a little bit, which is, again, it's a good thing we needed rain. And so the show comes back on. And then it starts getting really crazy outside. Like, the wind starts blowing, like, so intensely. And it's, like, just really wild. And my house, like, where I live, has a tin roof. And so it's, like, hail starts coming down. And it is the loudest thing I have ever heard in my life. It sounds like a battle is going on outside. And so we're just, like, I don't know. I me and my roommates are just, like, we don't know what to do. We're just kind of, like, standing in the middle of the house trying to stay away from windows because, you know, the angle that the hail is coming down, like, it can, like, very easily go through a window. So, yeah, it was, like, 30 minutes of, like, this crazy hailstorm. And when everything finally stopped, it was, like, yeah, half an hour later, we go outside and we look at the hail. It's like in between golf ball and baseball size. Like, it is humongous. And yeah, basically I ended up with some car damage and a broken window in the house, which, yeah, really, really annoying, really unfortunate. So yeah, that was kind of a crazy thing that happened last week. And yeah, it's funny. Like, well, it's not funny, but now, like, when I bike through my neighborhood, there's so many cars that had their windshields, like, completely shattered, and, like, the hood of their cars look like it looks like a golf ball. It's been, like, dented so many times from the hail. So yeah, that was crazy, and I don't want that to happen again. It was just, like, dealing with insurance and, like, all this stuff. It's just, like, so annoying. It takes so much time and, like, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's one thing that's been kind of slowing me down. But, it's good. It's fine. You know, these things happen. And, it was an exciting night. Definitely, I can say that. So, but, yeah. Oh, you can hear... Well, maybe you can't. There's a train track really close to my, like, my place where I record, and, sometimes I have to, like, stop talking and let it pass and then edit that out later, but I guess it's not coming. I thought I heard it. Maybe not. But anyway, yeah. That's me right now, you know? That's what I'm dealing with. That's what I'm doing, and, yeah, I'm just super excited for fall, for winter, for the end of the year. I think, like, there's a lot of really really good changes coming up, and I'm excited to kind of, you know, meet them head on and see how things go. But yeah, I think that's it for me for this monthly ramble, you guys. Like I said before, I really appreciate you. I really love this community that we've created, and I can't wait to keep growing it and just keep delivering content for you all. You guys, your satisfaction is number one priority to me. So always make sure you let me know if there's, you know, something that you would like, or if there's something that's missing. Give me suggestions, whatever you want. This is a community. So yeah. All right, well, to be completely honest, I'm gonna go now so that I can record some more episodes for you guys. So it's very exciting. All right, thanks for tuning in to this monthly ramble, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.